Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Praise be to God. God of my salvation, deliver me from the guilt in my life. For you are my God, my Savior. I give you praise and admiration because of your powerful hand and your heart to forgive me of my sins. Your righteousness has been transferred to me through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for my sins on the cross. You have imputed his righteousness to me through your salvation. I honor you and lift you up, for you have surely delivered me from all my enemies. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you.
God of my salvation, I come before you with my head bowed low and my heart saddened by the sins I have committed against you. They are many, and you know each one. You even know the ones that are unknown to me. I confess to you that my heart is sometimes hardened, sometimes faithless, often questioning you. I confess the lack of love, pure love, toward those who oppose me, irritates me, or don't show me kindness. I confess I have turned away from many in need, even though you have blessed me so that I might be a blessing to others. Selfishness is alive in me, and I ask for your forgiveness for that and for all my sins. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Excuse me. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Stand tall.
Jesus saves. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Expectant Waiting. Expectant Waiting. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 130, verse 5. And it says, I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait. And in his word do I hope. Amen. To God be the glory for the reading of the word. The writer says, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean you are stagnant and inactive, or that he is either. God is always moving and orchestrating his plans. Still, the temptation to move forward without receiving directions from him may be great because of external pressure that are very real and stressful. Remember that God is greater than all the circumstances that assails you, but it's of utmost and maybe even eternal importance that you pause until you receive further instructions from him. This means you are actively pursuing him. You are still in motion. However, your direction is toward God, not the thing you're waiting for. You decide not to act on any decisions until the Lord gives you clear directions. Never fear about whether or not God has a plan for the next stage of your life. As believers, we can get to the point where we wonder if the Lord is done with us. But he never is, not for eternity, and he won't leave you to guess what he desires of you. Not as long as you're seeking him. Rather, he desires that you remain connected to him through an intimate relationship. So it's essential that you listen to him and wait actively with great expectation and hope. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I wait on you with hope and expectation. My focus is on you. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this.
Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
God of my salvation, Thank you for your greatest gift, which is salvation. Thank you for offering me forgiveness time and time again, for showing me how to live with grace and mercy. You have every right to judge me, punish me, and neglect to use me to advance your kingdom. And yet, you continually seek a relationship with me in so many ways. You desire my worship, and yet I can worship only because you have brought me salvation. You have done so much for me, and my heart overflows with gratitude and humility before you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own associate, Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. In the meantime, I will continue playing our inspirational music and prayers.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up
again. Oh, He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live,
move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live. If you believe that, sing this with us.
Unto triumph, and we know we
Daily Bread, which is entitled Sister to Brother. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. And it says, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Never speak harshly to an older man, but appear to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your mother, and treat your younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his holy word. You see, men in the ministry can avoid improper attitudes toward women by treating them as family members. If men see women as fellow members in God's family, they will protect them and help them grow spiritually. Amen? Praise God. The text for this message is coming from 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2. Amen. And it says, treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, the younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Amen. Again, the title is Sister to Brother. The writer says, when a leader asks if I'll speak with her privately, I found Karen in the retreat center counseling room, red-eyed and wet-cheeked. 42 years old, Karen longed to be married, and a man was currently showing interest in her, but this man was her boss, and he already had a wife. With a brother who cruelly teased her and a father devoid of affection, Karen discovered early that she was susceptible to men's advances. A renewal of faith had given her new boundaries to live by, but her longing remained, and this glimpse of a love she could not have was a torment. After talking, Karen and I bowed our heads, and in a raw and powerful prayer, Karen confessed her temptation, declared her boss off limits, handed her longing to God, and left the room feeling lighter. That day, I realized the brilliance of Paul's advance to treat each other as brothers and sisters in the faith, 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2. How we see people determines how we interact with them. And in a world quick to objectify and sexualize, viewing the opposite sex as family helps us treat them with care and priority. Healthy brothers and sisters don't abuse or seduce each other. Having only known men who demeaned, used, or ignored her, Karen needed one she could talk with, sister to brother. The beauty of the gospel is to provide just that, giving us new siblings to help us face life's problems. Amen. Question, how can seeing others as your brothers and sisters help you treat them with absolute purity? 1 Timothy 5 and 2. And how do you think Paul's advice helped both sexes to flourish? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father, help us to treat others with respect and purity. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Sister to brother. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. I always love to play this selection with Fred Hammond in Bread of Life. I love this song because it really touches my spirit. Praise God. And now, Bread of Life by Fred Hammond while we're waiting for our speaker. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
You.
Amen. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. God of our salvation, we do not take lightly the sacrifice you made for our salvation, so that your righteousness could be imputed to us through Jesus Christ. Help us understand how great this salvation truly is, so that we will live each day in continual gratitude, motivated to serve you all the more. Help others to come to you, come to know you as Lord and Savior. Open their hearts and minds to receive you as God of our salvation. Send into this world those who will tell of your great love and testify to the saving power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Visit people in sermons, teachings, books, and even dreams, so that they also may be saved. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, whom will be with us momentarily, I will play a short selection. And right now, we're going to call on Jesus while we're waiting. Praise be to God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there's one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help you save your feet.
Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise be to God. Call on Jesus. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. God bless you. I'm telling you, I'm having the time of my life already. God never stops amazing us. Oh, my goodness. He never stops amazing us. I tell you, I want to get in this word. I want to run, leap, jump, flip, roll around on the ground. I want to do all that. But I can't. I got to tell y'all what happened to me today. Y'all know I got my stories. Come on now. Well, anyhow. Oh, my God. You know, I used to watch. Oh, I'm almost going to tell on myself. But anyway, I used to watch talk shows back in the day, Soul Train, all that stuff, right? And there was a time, Don Cornelius, thank you, God. Don Cornelius, he would, every now and again, he would call out the performer. And so one day, he called out Luther Vandross. He called out Johnny Gill. He called out so many of them. But I'm just going to stick with Luther Vandross. So he calls out, when I say he called him out, he goes, some of the people think if you didn't have the music with you, you wouldn't be able to sing.
Mm.
So Luther looks at him and he said, is that what they think? And Don Cornelius says, yes, they think, you know, that's the music. That's not you. Luther bust out in the song. Bah, 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 bah. I said, I know that's right. So every now and again, someone is going to call you out to see if you really got talent. But they do it when you least expect it. Right, you coming out here just to perform and hit it and quit it, going about the business, and they go, well, you know what? Some people think you don't know how to sing for real. So they call you out, they put you on the spot. So you either got to show them what you can do, or you say, you know what, I don't owe y'all no explanation. You either going to enjoy my gifts or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them, they just bust out in a song. They let you know, hey, this is real. This ain't no lip syncing. This is me. So today I got called out. Oh, my God. I got called out. The young man said to me, now, they was in there having a lunch and everything. Y'all know I always got stories from work. They was having a lunch and everything. You know, I'm crazy. I run around feeding everybody with everybody else's food. I go in there. I got to get a plate or take somebody else's plate. I'm just giving the plates out to everybody in there, and it looks like I'm eating all the food. No, I'm just taking it around, giving it to everybody who didn't get none. So anyway, I got called out in the midst of all that. The young man says to me, you got a word? I'm going to need a word. I didn't even look up. I just kept on making that plate. I said, uh-huh. And, you know, because there were a couple of people in there. I didn't even look up. I kept on making the plate. I said, uh-huh. Kept on running, giving people who didn't get any some food, running down the hall, giving plates out while he was talking about me. He done took all the chicken. Yeah, I gave it to other people because they weren't invited to this luncheon, but they're in the building. Don't you want to share? So I ran, gave it to the people. Then I turn around, come back, and I'm cleaning up, straightening up, straightening up. The young man says it again. It's Kathy. You got that word? I said, uh-huh. Kept on cleaning up, straightening up, putting everything away. So then I come back, and he's in there with one other person. I said, you ready for that word? He said, yeah, huh? Now, I done been running, doing all this, answering him, not even looking at him, answering a kid. I'm going, I said, you ready for that word? He said, yeah, yeah, I need a word. So I came over there. I stood in front of him, and I gave him the word. Now, I can't give y'all the word because I'm going to use it again. I'll use it again one day. So I can't give y'all that word. But anyhow, I gave him a word. The dude was like looking, you know, he was waiting to hear the word, waiting to hear the word. But you could see his demeanor is going, wow, that's a good word. So he looks up at me, and I said, you getting this, right? And he's looking at me, and I'm on a roll. Da, 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 da. And he's looking at me like, okay, so she had a word. But that wasn't his purpose of asking for a word. He just really wanted a word. My goodness, glory to God. This is why God says to be ready in and out of. Always be ready. You don't know who's going to stop you, say, I need a word. Now, guess what? The person that asked for that word, you don't know if that was between a decision of him coming to Christ or not.
Amen.
Because they're looking at you, and why they're saying they need a word to you, what they're really saying is, okay, you one of the ones that seem like you live in what you preaching, so I'm going to see. Even though he may not have been thinking that way, you don't know who's going to come into your midst and do that to you. This thing has been, my goodness, glory to God, it has to be real with you. Okay? This isn't a, let me just memorize the word. No, this word better be down in your sanctified soul. So when they say I need a word, now the whole time that I'm rushing around, it just looks like I'm rushing around and I ain't paying her no attention. I ain't going to give her no word. What I'm really doing is, Holy Ghost, who word should I give her? Rushing around, but I'm listening. I'm giving ear to hear what the Holy Ghost tells me to give them.
Yes.
And I gave them. The Holy Ghost told me to give them. And I looked at them, I smiled, and went on about my business. They said, oh, now look, while I'm giving him the word, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. While I'm giving him the word that he's so dead, I need a word. Okie dokie, fella. While I'm giving him the word, the young lady that was sitting in there, she stopped doing what she was doing to turn and look. Because she said, wait a minute, hold on. That sounds pretty good. So she turned to look and listen. You see what I'm saying? You better know. My goodness. You better know. You better know that as soon as you profess to be anything of God, the world wants to see if you really are. We ain't living in a day where you can play with God's word. You either a Christian or you not. You either in or you out. You either hot or you're cold. Come on now. You are either the light or the darkness. There's no in between. Huh? There's no gray areas with God. Look it up in Revelation. He says, I seen your good works. You did this, you did that. You did a lot of good things, but nevertheless, you did this also. And when he says that nevertheless, that means all your good just got wiped out. because of the nevertheless. And the nevertheless that he said, you have walked away from your first love. Huh? Yeah, you did all this goodness, but you was doing a lot of stuff that was not of him. That's the heart that caught his attention. Because he said, wait a minute, what's he doing? You can't put bitter water and sweet water in the same tank. It's either going to come out sweet or it's going to come out bitter. Come on now. Okay. And so he said, you can't be walking around professing to the world you're a Christian, but your lifestyle dictates, oh, my goodness, glory to God, I'm going to say that for another day. But anyway, when I finished with that young man, he just looked at me. He's like, yeah, all right, Miss Kathy. And I went on about my business. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, because you saw fit to allow us to see another day. You
yes.
gave us life, health, and strength. You provided that meal that we ate today. You allowed us to see with our eyes another day, hear with our ears. Oh, my goodness, speak with our mouths, walk with our legs, oh, God. It's because of you that we have use of our beings, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. No man or woman can tear me down as long as I'm walking next to you, God. And for that, we say thank you for being our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, our protector, our Abba Father. Thank you for being Jehovah Nissi. Come on, the banner that goes ahead of us. Thank you, God, for being our God. Thank you. Man is not my God. Woman is not my God. You are my God. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you did not allow man, and I mean human, you did not allow there to be any little baby God because they would have killed us off. Because they don't know us like you know us. You are a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 20th, 100th chance God. And for that we say thank you. Because you could have corrected us, punished us, destroyed us, but instead you chose to love us. And for that, we say thank you. Father God, I'm going to get out of your way right now and allow you to use me as a vessel to speak your word, not my word, thy word. Thy word, God, to speak your word to the people, your people, everyone under the sound of my voice on radio, on the internet, on the telephone, however they're under the sound of my voice, it is your word that is coming forth, and your word will not return unto you void. It is going to accomplish what it set out to do, and I'm asking you to do it right now, because we're living in days where your people are hurting. They're crying. They're frustrated. They're depressed. They're taking pills to go up, pills to come down. They're taking pills. They're drinking. They're doing all of this. They're frustrated. They don't know which way to turn. All they got to do is look to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Our help is not in a bottle. Our help is not in a cigarette pack. Our help is not in a woman. Our help is not in our children. Our help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Have your way right now.
Mm.
We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what, when that young man said, I need a word, he don't know he stirred up the gift. I said, all right now, don't get me putting on my super cape. Look, I put on the super cape and say, you with me, right, Holy Ghost? He said, I got you, Kathy. I got you. Just say what I tell you to say. I said, I got you. Go ahead. Say it, Holy Ghost. Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, glory to God. Ah, that was some good stuff right there. Look, I charged my own self up with that one. Yeah.
All right,
Lord. Okay, I hope y'all ready to ride on out with me. I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can, but I got a couple of scriptures, so here we go. I'm not going to repeat myself. I'm going to keep on rolling. If I lose you, ask God to bring you back where I dropped you off at. Woo, God, I love you. Here we go. Thank you, God. All the way in the Old Testament, all the way back, almost to the beginning of your Bible. So we're coming from Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Then we're going to drop down still in Numbers chapter 13, verses 17 and 18. And then verses 25, 27, and 28. Uh-huh. Ah, oh, God, this is a lot. And then, then we're going to go over to verses 30 and 32. And I'm going to keep on rolling, so I'm going to give you numbers 14 and 11. Yes, God. 14 and 11, and then I'm going to give you Joshua 2, 1. And Joshua 2, 8 through 11. Don't worry. I'll give it to you later if you still need it and you still holding on to this phone. My goodness. Not my desire to lose anybody. Here we go. Let's ride on out. Ah. We see Numbers 13, 1 through 3. And the Lord said to Moses, send out for yourself men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites. From each of their father's tribes, send one man who is a leader among them. Verse 3, so at the consent of the Lord, Moses sent them out from the wilderness of Paran. All the men were leaders of the Israelites. Mm-mm. Numbers 13, 17, and 18 says, when Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And just so you know, there were 12 spies. Yeah, I can't get it all in here. I'm trying to give y'all bits and pieces, but hopefully I won't lose anybody. If God gave it to me, no one's going to get lost. Numbers 13, 17, 18, when Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan, he told them, go up through Negev and into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether its people are strong or weak, few or many. 25, 27, and 28 says, after 40 days, y'all got to get this and understand the 40 days, what happened. Thank you, God. After the 40 days, the men returned from spying out the land. 27, and they gave this account to Moses. We went into the land which you sent us, and indeed, it is flowing with milk and honey. And here is some of the fruit. My goodness. 28 says, nevertheless, the people living in the land are strong, and the cities are large and fortified. We even saw the descendants of Enoch there. Okay. Then we're going to go to Numbers 13, 30, and 32. 30 through 32. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, we must go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can conquer it. Exclamation point. 31 says, but the men who had gone up with him replied, we cannot go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. 32, so they gave the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had spied out. The land we explored devours its inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are great in stature. My goodness, glory to God. And now we're going to go to Numbers 14 and 11. Here we go. Thank you, God. Numbers 14 and 11 says, there we go. Yes. 14, and the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, despite all the signs I have performed among them? Ooh, Joshua 2 and 1. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim, saying, go inspect the land, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. My goodness, God, I love you. And then we're going to jump down Joshua 2, 8 through 11. Before the spies lay down for the night, Rahab went up to the roof and said to them, okay, I know that the Lord has given you this land and that the fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who dwell in the land are melting in fear of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, two kings of the Amorites across the Jordan, whom you devoted to destruction. Devoted to destruction. Number 11, when we heard this, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in the heavens above and on the earth below. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
I know, you know, like the old people say, you said a mouthful there, gal. I know I done said a mouthful this time. But y'all ride or die with me. Just ride it on out. The title of this message is There's Strength in Numbers. Thank you, God. Whew. There's strength in numbers. Watch this. God tells Moses, I want you to go to Canaan. I'm getting ready to give that land to the Israelites. It's yours. I'm giving it to you. Okay, Lord. So you saying you want us to go into Canaan and just take the land? Yep. And so God. So God says, yeah, Moses, just go on in there. I'm giving it to you. It's yours. Go on, go on. Now, you got to understand the heart that I'm saying now is the heart that you have to hear the Holy Ghost telling you, because it's not really written out. Huh? That's why before you read anything, before you pray, before you anything, you need to go to God and say, open up my hearing, my insight, so I can get it all. I need to hear what's between these lines. My goodness, thank you, God. So Moses is having a dialogue with God, and I'm going to show you how I know. He's having a dialogue with God. God says, go ahead and get the land. Take the people. Moses said, you saying just go to Canaan and get the land. It's flowing with milk and honey. Yep, go get it, Moses. So you saying we can just go to those people land, and it's flowing with milk and honey, and it's ours. Yep, go get it, Moses. So you want me to take the people and just go in there because it's flowing with milk and honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Moses. And what did God say after he said that so many times? He says, Moses, this is what you do. Okay. Send some men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. Go spy the land out and see if you don't see a land flowing with milk and honey that I'm giving to you. And verse 3 says, Moses, at the consent of the Lord, he sent the leaders out there to spy out the land. He sent 12 leaders. Okay. He He sent 12 leaders. If you keep reading the story, you'll see it was 12 leaders that he sent to spy out the land mm-hmm. of Canaan. And so he says, well, God told me I could, so y'all go ahead and, you know, spy out the land. That was God's permissive will. That was not his divine will, okay? His divine, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. His divine will was for Moses to, oh, my goodness, God, I love you, for Moses to take him at his word when he says, that land in Canaan is flowing with milk and honey, and I'm giving it to my people. Go get it. That was his divine will, for Moses to take him at his word. For God, I love you. For Moses to understand the God that you hear saying, go into Canaan and possess the land, which is flowing with milk and honey, is the same God that parted the Red Sea so y'all could get over and out of Egypt. It's the same God that sent, my goodness. He sent all kind of diseases and things into Egypt against the Egyptians so you guys could get out. The same God that you've seen do over and over and over again things that no man could do. But nevertheless, Moses was leery. So God said, go ahead, get some spies, get the leaders.
Yes.
Okay, don't just send ordinary men. Get the leaders and send them in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, oh, my goodness, God. Because the leaders should be well-equipped, well-educated, that when they get in there, they can identify exactly what they see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is the same. So he sent them in. Now, Moses said, okay, well, God said y'all can go on and go. That's not what God said. God said, because you need them to go, I'm going to tell you to go ahead and do it. It's not what I want you to do. It's what you want to do. But permissive will lets you do it. And later on, you'll find out why permissive will is not a good thing. I don't want your permissive will. Don't permit me to do something you never wanted me to do, God. No. I want to stay in your divine will. The plan and purpose you already had orchestrated for my life. Right? But there are times when you, I don't know about any of y'all, but I say, Mom, can I go across the seat? No. Oh, my friends are going, no, girl. Mom, can I go across the street? Everybody's going across the street. I want to go across the street. Everybody's going across the street. Didn't I tell you no? Mom, look, everybody, look at all my friends. They waving to me to come on. They want me to go. They all go. Go ahead. Go, Kathy, go. If you want to go, go. I don't know about y'all, but over the years I've learned, I don't want to go when you say, if you want to go, Kathy, just go. I want you to tell me to go because you want me to go, not because, Kathy, you want to go, go. Kathy, get the going, running. Hey, my mama said I could go. And guess what? All kinds of havoc breaks out. Everybody running left and right, shooting all kind of stuff. And I'm standing there, and my friends done left me. Okay? They're not standing there making sure I get out. They gone. And I'm looking around. Oh, we're going to run. Oh, God. And, you know, I don't know what to do. Right? They done took off. And next thing I know, I feel a hand reaching in the back of my collar, snatching me up and leading me back to the house. My mother was watching all the time. She came and snatched me up on my collar. Get on in this house.
And then I understood when she said, you want to go, go. That's not saying I want you to go, Kathy. That's saying you want to torment me till you go. Go ahead. You'll see. And God doing the same thing to us now. If you find yourself going to God 2, 3, 4 times, God, can you, God, give me, God, let me have, and God, I think he's the one. God, I know you said he's the one. I know you said she's the one. And God said, I ain't told you that. Well, God, you listening to? Oh, you listening to the father of lies. I never told you that was for you. And you keep going, Lord, I just know this is your will for me. You put it in my path. And so I know. And God said, go ahead. Go get it. You say, oh, I heard from God. He told me to go get it. I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go get it. And then you realize after a little bit, uh-oh, God didn't give me this. Because it ends up causing you more grief than pleasure. And that's how you know it was God's permissive will and not his divine will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? His divine will does not lead you into destruction.
That's right.
Now, he does allow you to go down a path that every now and again you're going to stumble into some things. He doesn't purposely send you somewhere to get your head cut off. No. My goodness, glory to God. So now Moses got them coming back, and they said, ooh, indeed the land is sown with milk and honey. Yes, it is. We seen it. And then they go, but nevertheless, now, here's the thing. They done been out there spying the land for 40 days. I say that because God got so upset with them, he sent them into the wilderness. Huh? Not 40 days. No, no, they ain't getting no 40 days. They got years. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, yes, it's filled with milk and honey. Indeed it is. But nevertheless, the people in that land are strong, and the cities are large and fortified. We even seen some descendants of Anak, some giants in there. No, 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 no. We're not supposed to go in there. Here's the thing. You either heard from God or you haven't. That's all to it. Okay? It's, maybe I heard from God. I'm not sure. If you ain't sure, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I don't understand because he says, my sheep know my voice. So if you belong to him, you know his voice. My mother could get in a crowd. Kathy! Now, someone else would be in the crowd going, Kathy! Kathy! That ain't my mama. That ain't my mama's voice. My mama don't never call me like that because she know I'm hard-headed. She'll never say, Kathy! Kathy! So she let me know, I know you ain't going to listen when you hear me calling you. So she says it with a stern voice to let me know, but when you do answer, you're going to get jacked up for me having to call you because I told you to stay by my side. So anyway... So now God is saying, my sheep know my voice. So how are you so confused if you don't well, I believe God is telling me, and this is how God knows that you don't believe. Because you go, Sarah, okay, I believe that I heard God say that I'm supposed to go over here and take this job. Oh, Billy, you know what? I heard God say, go take this job. Trenton, I heard God say, what you think? What you think? What you? Why do you need to know what they think? They're not God. And if God feels like you need an interpreter, he will send one your way. And you don't even see him coming. That person will walk up on you and say, I don't know where you at with God, but God told me to tell you,
you're not supposed to take that job. And you're sitting there going, who are you? I don't even know you. Ooh, the devil trying to keep me from getting my good job. But his sheep knows his voice. Okay? You know when you're hearing from God, from when you're hearing from Satan, because guess what? That job isn't going to give you what you're looking for. Right? Only God can give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Okay? Not the job. But God knows you need a job to provide for your family. But he'll give you the right one if you hold on. Huh? Just be still. Yeah. God got you. He's got you.
Yes, he do.
Huh? If you're saying Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, my provider, you're my Abba Father. You're my everything, God. Well, if he is, then let him do what he's in your life to do. Take care of you. But he can't take care of you when you're trying to take care of you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Watch this. And I got to rock and roll now. So now they come back and they give a bad report because they done seen Johnny. But there was two, right? There was Joshua and Caleb. And they said, no, don't listen to the people. We can go in and take possession of this land.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly conquer it, right? Now, look at Numbers 13 and 30. They're saying, we can do this, Moses. You got 2 against 10. 10 saying, no, we don't need to go in it because they scared. That's why God has put in his word, don't you walk by sight. You walk by faith and not by sight. Stop depending on what you see. Don't let it scare you. Fear not. I'm with you. You are not alone. I know where I'm sending you, but guess what? I'm still the God that goes ahead of you, that goes with you, and stands behind you.
Amen.
Nothing is going to happen to you that I don't deem necessary. Because, see, along the way, you got to understand there are times when God lets things happen to us. He doesn't do it. He allows it to happen. Why? Because he's got to prove to the enemy, this is my servant whom I'm well pleased. They shall not turn their back on me. And not only that, he's got to let you see how strong you are in him or how weak you are. Right? So while you're thinking you can stand on your own, he's showing you how weak you are, that you cannot stand without him. My goodness, God, I love you. So now, so Caleb and Joshua, they're telling Moses, we can do this, we can take possession of this land. But the men who were with them, they said, we can't go against these people. They're stronger than we are. We scared. We can't. I don't understand. If God tells me, Kathy, go over to the Mercedes dealer and get that Mercedes, I have given you favor. You're going to get that Mercedes today, and they're going to lower the price. What you say, Lord, you know I'm stupid. Hello, here go my $500 for the Mercedes. $500? You got to come down with $3,500. No, God told me this $500 will make do. Really, God told you. Hold on 1 second. Going back, come back and go, this must be your lucky day. The manager told me to let you have it for $500 down. Come on now. Your manager ain't told you nothing that God didn't tell him. Here's the thing. If God is telling you to do something, favor has already gone ahead of you and is waiting till you get there.
That's right.
So when you get there, guess what? It's going to be a land flowing with milk and honey, just like he said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, I got to tell you how God said it first. This is how he said it. My goodness, glory to God. He said to Moses, how long? Huh? I need to know how long they're going to continue to act like they have not seen what I've already done in their life. Yeah. Moses, he says, I don't understand, okay? And God is telling him, why? Moses, here's the thing. I have done this for them. I have done that for them. I've been here through this. I've been here through that. And he says, Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me despite all the signs I have already performed before them? And guess what? He wasn't just talking to Moses about the people. He was talking to Moses, too. You know why? Because Moses said, well, yeah, let me send some spies. Just because he told you to go ahead and send them does not mean he wanted you to. A lot of times I've had people tell me, yeah, do this. It doesn't mean they want you to do it. I'm going to leave that decision up to you. Mm-hmm. They say, yeah, go ahead and do it. But what they're really saying is that decision is yours. Now, if you go ahead and do what I say do, that's on you. And so God is also talking to Moses, how long before you believe me? After all you've seen me do for you, God, why do you not believe me yet? And God is saying the same thing to us today. Why do you not believe yet? Why do you not think I can heal you? Why don't you think I can bring you out of depression? Why don't you think I can get you out of that pain? Why don't you think I can open up another door? Why don't you think I can put food on your table? Why don't you think I can give you that spot? Why don't you think I can give you the money you need? Why don't you trust me yet?
Yep.
I am not your enemy. I am the God that loves you in spite of you. Mm-hmm. I know all about you, and I still love you, and you still don't trust me. Mm. What in the world could be too hard for God? Not one thing is too hard for God. Now watch this. If you jump down into Joshua 2:1, now, Joshua took over for Moses, right? Moses is gone. Joshua, he's now in charge, okay? Guess what? Joshua had to go to Jericho, and guess what he did? He didn't go to God. Guess what he did? Joshua, he told the people, let's get prepared. Let's consecrate. Let's think about what God has already done for us. And then he sent 2 spies to go check it out. He said, go to Jericho, check it out, see what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't send 12 like Moses did, because Moses sent 12. 10 came back saying, we can't do it. 2 came back saying, yes, we can. Joshua, in the book of Joshua, when he had to go into a land to possess, he sent 2 spies, because you know why? When it was Moses' turn, only him and Caleb came back with the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So why should I send 12 when only 2 of you going to see what you need to see? I might as well get rid of the other 10 and just send 2. Joshua learned, we walk by faith and not by sight. Y'all too, y'all go ahead, check out the land. Rather than sending 12, he sent 2. Because he learned. Huh? I seen what God did when all 10 of them came up against him, saying, we can't possess the land, they got giants. It's prosperous land, but it's not ours. We can't. And God said, I was giving it to you, and you took it and threw it back at me saying, I'm too scared to accept it. If you're scared of anything that God has for you, you don't need it. Because you don't believe in your God. Nothing is too hard for your God. Whatever is going to rise up against you where you're going, God is already there.
That's right.
When you get there, he's there. When you're on your way, he's walking with you. When you look behind you, he's standing behind you. He is everywhere you need him to be.
Amen.
So why should you fear anything you're coming up against? Joshua sent two. You know why? Because there really is strength in numbers. Not numbers like 1, 3, 4, 5. Numbers like the book of Numbers. You've got to read Numbers and see all that God did for them and know what he did for them, he can do for us.
Amen.
And that's what he's saying when he's saying there's strength in numbers. You ought to get strong just reading what your God is capable of. And then here's my closing. Before the spies went to lay down. Now, we know the story. They were staying in the house with the prostitute or whatever. But before the two spies went to lay down, guess what the prostitute told them? She said, I know that the Lord has given this land to you and that the fear of you has fallen on us. Ah, my people are scared of your people because they've seen what God has already done for you in the past. She went all the way back to, we've seen God bring you out of Egypt. We saw how he did that. And my people are scared of your people. Now, can you imagine? They don't want to go in because they're scared. And they don't realize the enemy is on the other side of that wall just as scared as they are. But you have no reason to be scared. Not if God said, I'm giving it to you. You have no reason at all. When God says, and guess what? When he sent the two spies in there, they didn't even know they was going to run up on this harlot, this prostitute, to hide them out and tell them, my people are more scared of your people than your people should be of us.
That's right.
Now, can you imagine the two spies sitting there going, what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all scared of us? And when God says there's strength in numbers, he means every time he tell you he's giving you something and you get scared, you read the book of Numbers and see what he did for Moses and Joshua and all of them. What he did for Moses them was because they didn't believe, he sent them in the wilderness for 40 years. Yeah, y'all don't want to believe me. Y'all don't want to trust me. Y'all don't know how much I love you. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to provide for you. I'm here to give you shelter in the time of storm. I am your shepherd. And you should fear no evil because I am with you. And so he says there's strength in numbers. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of y'all need to go. You can do it all by yourself. Just read the book of Numbers. See what God did when they didn't believe, and then see what he did when they did believe. And that's where you'll find your strength, in him. The book of Numbers, not Numbers, 1, 2, 3. Sometimes it hurts you to take a whole bunch of folks where God told you to go. Sometimes you just got to go alone. But read the book of Numbers, because strength in numbers. See what God does when you don't believe, and then start smiling when you see what he does when you do believe. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise be to God. At this time, We like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we are going to start with 917-841. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Hi, how are you? I enjoyed the word. It was very powerful message this evening. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Erico 980417, God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. 623271, God bless you. And how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Yes, thank you. I've read the book Numbers, but boy, is that pretty powerful to remember that. Not necessarily how many you have, but the book of Numbers. And I was just looking through my Bible when we were doing the study, and I see how many scriptures I've highlighted. And sometimes you forget to go back and look. And just like I never realized it till Pastor Kathy said, Joshua only sent two because he remembered. He went back and he remembered what God did. And if we don't keep reminding ourselves of the things that God has done for us, we get so scared in the moment that we're in. And I thought, wow, that was really powerful. So I went back and I looked at my, like I said, I have a lot of scripture highlighted in the book of Numbers, and I haven't gone back to that in probably a year. So that's powerful.
Absolutely. It was a very powerful message this evening. And then the thing is that when you go back to the books that you haven't read in years, and it just have so much in there that you overlooked when you read it the first time. But we want to thank Pastor Kathy for bringing it to our remembrance of what happened when Moses sent out 12 and 10 of them came back and said no, because of they saw the people taller than them, so they got scared. So when Joshua remembered, then he sent two and they came back and said, oh, we could do this. Because if you don't believe that God is went ahead of you to protect you, and that the battle is what we got to remember. The battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So we got to trust that God is going to do what he say he's going to do. If he promised that he's going to give you this land, that's exactly what he's going to do. So thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. And now at this time, we want to thank 252226 and 704352. We want to thank them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen?
Amen.
You know, I got to tell y'all, I feel my help coming on. My help coming on. My goodness, glory to God. It has been a long time since I have allowed God to release through me this way. I was ready to throw in the towel, getting all scared, didn't think I could get back to where I was. And God said, no, you're not going to get back there. You're going to go higher. You're going to go higher. And I am so grateful that when we give up on ourselves, God does not give up on us.
Amen.
If anyone out there right now under the sound of my voice, does not know God yet, does not have a relationship with God yet, don't you dare think there's something wrong with you. You too bad to get into a relationship with God. You do this, you do that. You went here, you went there. You cuss, you lie, you cheat, you adulterous. It does not matter where you've been, what you're doing. All that matters is God says, are you ready to make a decision, huh, to give it all up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say, I don't want to give it all up. He ain't telling you to die. He's saying, lay that cup down. God says, oh, I got so much joy for you over here.
Mm.
I have a good time in Jesus, I'm trying to tell you. I have a good time in Jesus. I don't feel like I'm missing out on a thing. I tell you, I get tired of you cussing. Get out of my room. Get out of my office. Ooh, it's so much going on there. Look at her. Miss Kathy, go sit down. I said, no, you sit down. Get out of here with that nonsense. But I have a good time with God. Now, does that mean that I don't have lonely days, sad days, up days, down? No. It just means that it doesn't last that long. Because I remember just how good my God is. And that brings me out of it. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my goodness, Gordon, I come out of whatever dark place that the enemy's trying to send me into.
That's right.
Thank you, God. And you can too, and so can you and you and you and you. If you think about just how good God really is and how much he loves us, he's not looking at your faults. He already knows your faults. He knew them before you got into your fault. But he still loves you.
Yes.
And he wants to bless you. He wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants you to live life and life more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the hills from which cometh you. You know God is helping you even when you don't realize he's helping you. All you got to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And Father God, even right now, could you please direct my path? Lead me to a good household of faith, a good church where I can grow and come into the knowledge even deeper than where I am at right now of how much you love us. And after you do that, God is wrapping his arms around you. He's not trying to condemn you. He's not trying to push fault on you. He said all of that is going to get thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. All I'm going to remember is how much I love you. I created you. I was waiting for the day that you would come in. I knew you would. That's why I never gave up on you. Stop giving up on yourself. Because God has not given up on you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you because you so gently reminded us there is strength in numbers, in the book of Numbers. When we look back and see what you've done for them, when we look back and hear you saying, how long will it take for you to believe in me, to trust me, to remember all that I've already done for you. Why, if I did all that, why wouldn't I do this too? I still love you in spite of all the stuff you've done. I am a forgiving, merciful, loving God. Who wouldn't want to love a God like that? Thank you, God. Thank you for gently reminding us there is strength in numbers. And sometimes when you read the book of Numbers, you got to be all by yourself. You don't need no company, because sometimes they're going to distract you from hearing what God is saying. And what he's saying, the book of Numbers ought to give you strength to do what God is telling you to do what you desire to do, your dreams, your ambition. Don't you dare give up on yourself. God hasn't given up on any of us. He loves us. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We glorify your holy name tonight. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilton.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for coming on to hear the word of God this evening on Pray One for Another. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' holy name. Shalom, everyone.
God bless you guys. Love you.
God bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
I thank you for my forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.